Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rob Grady's here, too. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the president of the Grady Company, award-winning copywriter and syndicated columnist. He is the author of several books, including Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, and Rebuilding the Brand. These books are in multiple editions. That means they the first one was really good. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust for several years now. He's our good friend, Rob Grady. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Rob.
So, good to be here.
So the one of the things that if people wandered around Main Street America, and in fact Main Street anywhere in the world, and just watched small business owners go about their lives, the amount of corporate citizenship they would see, the individuals and committing by the individuals who own the businesses, and the commitment by those individuals of their businesses to the community would just be inspiring, wouldn't it? I know you've seen it. I've seen it so many times.
I'm a big proponent of doing well or doing good for your community, because I do think it comes back in spades. There are just so many advantages to doing the right thing within your community, and that community may be the planet. But just talking about within your circle of constituents and why it's good for business, I've seen it so many times.
Well, and there was a time when values wasn't as big a deal in the marketplace as it is today. In my book, I dedicate a whole chapter to the concept of putting an S on the end of value. You know, you and I grew up at a time when value was everything in the marketplace. How much value are you going to give me? But today, people also want to know about your values. They put an S on that word, and they want to know also about that. In fact, sometimes, Rob, they want to know about your values. They want to determine that before they even ask you about the value. What do you think?
Before they ever buy from you, they want to know that you're a good corporate citizen. And I think the new buyers are more aware of it than ever before. The Internet, of course, makes it a whole lot more easily accessible to find that kind of information.
Right.
But just being a good corporate citizen seems to be a prerequisite now before we even decide we want to purchase from someone.
Well,
are these people doing right by this planet? You know, are they busy dumping chemical waste or something? We want to know that before we buy from them.
Right. Those are the questions. What are the markers, I should say, of a good corporate citizen? Well, let's identify some of them. You know, to start with, Adam Smith had a pretty good a pretty simple definition. He called it the invisible hand. And he said that a business person pursuing their own goals and objectives, not intending to help society, but in the process of just showing up every day, I'm paraphrasing now, of just showing up every day and working hard for themselves, helps society. So just, there's a lot to be said in corporate citizenship, Rob, for just showing up. What do you think?
Well, I think that when you talk about small business people, the fact that they're the largest contributors to growth in our economy becomes good citizenship in and of itself. We're employing people. As small business people, we employ others.
That was the point that Smith was making.
That's exactly right.
240 years ago. Yeah. So there's that. So just showing up, we're going to give you some points for that. But once you show up, There are a number of different ways you can go, right? I mean, the way you treat your people, the way you treat customers, are you a transactional company or are you a relationship company? I think that's important. What do you think?
I think that there are three ways to be recognized. As, I mean, there are three reasons why it's just good corporate citizenship and it's good business to be a good corporate citizen. And the first reason is because if you aren't or if you do something wrong, of course, you can always get caught. The second reason is because employees like working for someone who is honest and a good citizen in the community. Nobody wants to work for somebody who's scamming his customers because the immediate thought as an employee is, hey, if my boss is willing to do that to our customers, our lifeblood, what's he going to do to me, an employee?
Mm-hmm.
And the third reason is working with good people like that, particularly if you're giving back to the community, you're working with other people who have a big heart. And you really end up, I call it the frosting on the cake. The biggest part I enjoy about, I'm a member of Rotary, my local Rotary.
Me too.
Example. I get to work with other people who are like-minded. They have a big open heart. They put service above self. I like those kind of people. Those
that's
are the
right.
kind of people that I call the good people. And I think that's a really strong case for working with or being a good citizen in general.
And putting your money where your mouth is, so to speak. Putting your effort where your mouth is or what you portray and leveraging that. I think, you know, as business leaders, one of our jobs is to grow other leaders. And part of that growing other leaders is helping them give back. And that's something I see a lot of companies doing. And this, if there is one area that I think maybe we could all agree that we could possibly all do more of, and that would be donating the resources of our company for other things in the community, like having a program where you give an employee off, say, 5 hours a month, let's say, to and you pay them to go contribute to some kind of a charity of their choice.
That's a very popular program and among a lot of small businesses.
Yeah,
and they do terrific things.
And see that, and that comes back to you in many ways because that's something that your employees will love, and that improves their engagement with you. So it's actually a little bit self-serving, isn't it?
Of course, you end up getting good press in the newspaper or the local media, television or radio, and it looks good for your company. Employees flock to you and send you all sorts of applications. So now you got a pick of the pool. There's hundreds of reasons why that's such a good idea.
Yep. And so we're going to come back. I might even see if Rob will wander over to the dark side with me in the next segment. I've got a burr under my blanket about some things that are going on these days. I might see what Rob has to say about that. That's coming up right after the next break. Rob, I need your website quickly, please.
RobertGrady.com, and Grady is spelled G-R-E-D-E.
All right, so check that out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.